Please turn to the book of James as we continue from this book today.
请大家打开雅各书, 我们今天讲到还是在这本书里。
We are going to read from verse chapter 2, verse 1 to 13.
我们要从第二章的第一节读到第十三节。
And let me read it to you in English, and then Shiva will read it to you in Chinese.
我先用英文读，然后我们再用。James
chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. This is God's word. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Amen.
Amen. 便不可按着外貌待人。若有一个人带着金戒指，穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏的衣服进去，你们就看重那穿华美衣服的人，说：“请坐在这好座上。”又对那穷人说：“你站在那里，或坐在我讲凳下面。”这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？ 我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷，叫他们在信上与富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你所敬奉的尊名吗？
经上记着说，要爱人如己，你们若全守着至尊的律法，至尊的律法才是好。但你若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯人。因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重刑。原来那说不可奸淫的，也说 不可杀人，你就是不奸人，你就是不奸淫，却杀人，仍是成了犯律法。你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照这律法说话行事。因为那不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判发声。Let's
pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that as we have just read the word, pray that the Holy Spirit may now apply these words into our lives.
主啊，我们刚读了你的话语，就求你的灵在我们心中做工，让我们在生命中能行出你的话语来。
So that we can understand your word.
这样我们就能够懂得你的话语。
And we can live out your word in our daily lives.
我们就在我们的生命中生活出你的话语。
And we also pray that your word may convict the lives of those who have not known you.
主啊，你的话语，我求你的话语引导那些还没有认识你。
We thank you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
主，我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, favoritism can be a dangerous game to play, especially when it involves people.
当和人在相处的时候，你偏爱人就是一个很危险的游戏了。
I mean, it is true that you know, in life we have things that we love, things that becomes our favorite.
在生活中，我们知道有些事情我们是很爱的，或者是一些我们所偏爱的。
So it becomes such a normal thing that sometimes we don't think it's a big issue.
有时候呢，我觉得这很正常，这也不是什么大问题。
But it becomes a big issue when it involves people.
但是呢，如果和人相处的话，这偏爱就很严重了。
It becomes an issue when you show favoritism to certain kinds of people.
如果你偏爱某些人，就变成问题了。
And the Bible reminds us so many times and gives us so many examples that favoritism is a serious issue and it is in fact deadly.
圣经在圣经里面有很多例子告诉我们偏爱是个很严重问题。事实上，它甚至是生死攸关的问题。
Now let's just take one story from the Bible.
让我们就举就拿圣经里面的一个故事来说吧。
And you're probably aware of this story.
也许你都知道这个故事。
It's the story of Joseph and his brothers.
就是约瑟和他兄弟的故事。
Now for those who don't know the story, basically Joseph's father Jacob loves Joseph.So much more than the rest of his sons.
如果你不知道不熟悉这个故事，我就讲一下。约瑟的父亲叫雅各，雅各爱约瑟多于爱约瑟的其他的兄弟。
Joseph at that point in time, when he was born, he was the youngest at that point in time.
在那时候，约瑟是最年轻的最小的孩子。
And that's why his father loves him.
那也是为什么他父亲喜爱这个孩子。
But his father also loves him because he is the son of his favorite wife.
他父亲爱他，因为呢，雅各呢他自己也是一个被偏爱的孩子，他的父亲也爱他。
He has two wives, right?
他也有两个太太。
And he also has two maid servants whom he had relationship with and give birth to other sons.
他有两个妻子，也有两个使女，两个使女也为他生了孩子。
But Rachel is his favorite.
但是呢，他妻子里面拉结是他最所爱的。
And that is why Joseph is his favorite son.
约瑟呢，为什么也是他最爱的孩子？
But what happens at the as the story goes on?
那么后来这个故事又怎么样了呢？
Joseph's brothers became more and more bitter and jealous over the actions of their father.
约瑟他的兄弟们呢，就对他们的父亲的一些行为呢感到不满嫉妒有苦毒。
Jacob, his father, gave Joseph this colorful robe that is perhaps the best thing at that time to Joseph.
雅各把这个漂亮的衣服，那个有彩色的那个衣服也许是那时候最好的衣服，给了约瑟。
And he was the only one to receive it, and no one else.
在那兄弟里面呢，就他有这件衣服。
And so his brothers.Couldn't take it anymore.
他的兄弟们呢，实在是忍受不住了。
And what did they do?
那他们做什么呢？
They conspired to kill him.
他们就想合伙把他给杀了。
They want him dead.
他们想把他杀死。
But when they failed to do so,
但是后来呢，他们没有杀成。
They resorted to selling him as a slave.
他们就把他卖给了奴隶贩子。
And of course, if you want to know more about the story, read the book of Genesis.
如果你想知道更多故事呢，你请你读创世纪。
But this is just one story of favoritism.
这就是一个圣经里面偏爱的一个故事。
And I don't know about you, but I grew up in a culture in Malaysia that often embraces favoritism of all kinds.
我呢在马来西亚长大，马来西亚有很多文化呢，也是有很多偏待人的情况。
You know, the youngest son is often loved more than the elders.
年轻的孩子呢，年轻的儿子，最小的儿子呢，得到的爱也最多。
Or having a boy is much more preferred than having a girl because the boy would retain the name of the family.
他们也偏爱儿子，他们不喜欢姑娘，因为呢，儿子呢能够使他家里面的那个姓传下去。
Or perhaps it is the one who's the smartest and the most well-behaved, which is the crown jewel of the family.
也许最聪明的或者是最听话的孩子得到赞赏。
You know, although I have not experienced being the youngest as the most loved one since I'm the only child, but yet I have seen with my eyes my cousins whom I'm very close with, and they were the victims of favoritism.
我呢，因为是独子，所以呢，我不知道最小的孩子得到的最多爱的这个，我没有这个体验。但是呢，我确确实实看到我的那个堂兄弟们在他们里面就有这种情况，确确实实有这种情况。
And maybe you can relate to this because you've experienced this in your own life, or you've known people who had experienced that.
或者在你的生命里，你能够联系到这个。或者你的朋友，你们认识的人里面有这种经历。
Or maybe you can't relate to this particular experience, but guess what? Favoritism can appear in many other areas and comes in many forms.
这个偏爱人、偏待人呢，在很多地方、很多情况下都会有的。也许你自己没有这个经验，但是呢，你肯定会感受到，在这个世上有很多这种情况。
And our passage today reveals one example of the type of favoritism that can appear, especially within the context of Christians.
今天的经文呢，着重在讲在教会里还有偏待人的这种情况。
And James, the writer of this book, is very adamant that partiality or favoritism must have no place within our Christian life, and he will explain why.
雅各在这里是很严厉的告诉我们，偏待人在我们基督徒的生活里是不可能的。他也在向我们解释为什么。
So as we examine this passage, there are three points that comes with it.
在我们再看这段经文呢，我们会看到有三个要点。
First, showing partiality or favoritism contradicts faith in Christ.
第一呢，偏待人。和我们信耶稣基督这个信仰不符合。
Secondly, showing partiality rejects Christ's work of redemption for his people.
第二呢，有偏待人呢，就拒绝了基督救赎的工作。
And finally, showing partiality violates God's law of love.
最后呢，偏待人呢，也违反了神的。
So first, showing partiality contradicts faith in Christ.
让我们先讲偏待人和我们的信仰不符合。
And verse 1, if you have your Bibles, let's look at verse 1.
请继续打 开你的圣经，让我们读第一节经文。
Says, my brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory.
第一节这么说，我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督。
For those of you who have been sitting at my preaching in the book of James, you know that James had carefully addressed the Christians in chapter 1 to endure hardship and to live out their faith. He now turns his attention to a problem that plagued these Christians, and the problem is showing partiality or showing favoritism.
在座的弟兄姐妹，如果你听了我前一段的讲道，你会感受到雅各呢先在第一章里向我们基督徒讲了，我们在这个世上要学会忍耐，忍耐试炼的功课，让我们能够活出我们基督徒的信仰来。那么现在呢，他就把注意力呢放到在这个教会里有一个很严重的问题，就是我们会偏爱。
For James, a Christian who truly has faith in Christ, truly believes in Christ, and understands the meaning of the gospel, should never show partiality, or must never show partiality in any way.
从雅各的眼光来说，一个基督徒如果他真正的信奉耶稣基督，懂得理解了福音，那他就不应该有偏待人的。
He goes on to give this example that is prevalent in this situation.
继续呢就给我们一个例子，就当时在教会里会有这种情况。
Verses 2-4 said, "For if a man wearing gold ring and fine clothing comes into the assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in." And if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and said, you sit here in good place, and while you say to the poor, you stand over there or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
这个例子就是第二节到第四节。若有一个人带着金戒指，穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去，你们就看中那穿华美衣服的人，说请坐在这好位置，又对那穷人说，你站在那里或坐在我脚凳下，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
Here James is giving an example, but this example is a true story.
这里雅各尽管是举个例子，但是这个例子肯定是一个真实的情况。
This is exactly what is happening in the time of James among the Jewish Christians.
在雅各那个时代，在犹太人的会堂里，确实会有这种情况出现发生。
You know, one of the things that if you have not read the book of James, is that, you know, one of the things you know is about James is that throughout his letter, this entire letter, he's always concerned about those who are lowly in status.
你如果细读雅各这本书，你就会看到雅各确实是很关心在这个世上位置地位比较低的那群人。
He's always concerned about those lowly people, such as the orphans, the widows, the sick, and of course the poor.
他很关心这些地位低的人，就是那些孤儿、寡妇、有病的或者穷人。
And he believes that as Christians, we have a duty and responsibility to care for them and to treat them well, like everyone else. As he made his point earlier in chapter 1, verse 27, he says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans." And widows in their affliction.
在一章二十七节，雅各呢就已经告诉我们，作为一个基督徒，我们确实有这个责任，我们应该关怀那些受苦的人，那些穷人， 在一章二十七节保证说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And he also goes on in other parts of his letters to warn Christians not to lust after wealth and prosperity, although he does not condemn Christians who are rich, but instead he exhorts them to use their riches for God's kingdom and warns them of the potential danger to trust in their own wealth, to trust in their own self.
在雅各书后面他也警告基督徒不要太看重这世上的荣华富贵。当然他并没有把那些富人给定罪的，他只是讲希望那些富人要把他们的财富用在神的国度上，也特别的警告他们，警告他们什么呢？就是他们不要太信靠自己的财富。
And certainly, James is very clear, especially in this passage, that anyone who thinks that they are wealthy or well-to-do must not think of themselves as more significant or more important than the rest of those who are less wealthier.
在这本书里面，特别是要告诉那些富人或者比较富裕的人，不要想把他们想得太高贵、太有影响或者比其他人更重要。
So as the example showed, if two men walks into our church today, you know, two men of different social status comes into our church, and those who think that the rich deserves to sit at a better seat than the poor has indeed been guilty of showing partiality and making themselves judges over the people.
那我们再想一想，如果今天有一个人有两个人来到我们教会，这两个人呢，社会地位不一样，一个穷，一个富。如果我们把那个富人放在一个好的位置，坐在好的位置上，那我们就有罪了。我们的罪就是偏待人，我们就是在论断人。
Just think about this. Two people coming in right now. One is perhaps rich, with nice car, fancy clothing, wear gold rings, and the other, perhaps, you know, you may think it's not just some poor person, but what if it's a beggar who comes in, one who's smelly, one who is dirty, comes right in, two coming at the same time, what would you do?
让大家再想一想，如果在这个时候有两个人走进我们教会，一个呢开着好车，穿着好衣服，也戴着金戒指他走进来，也同时还有一个人穷人这不光是一般的穷人，如果是个讨饭的人，穿着破衣服，然后呢味道又很难闻，那他们一起走进来，我们会怎么做？
Think about that. Will you welcome them?
你会不会欢迎他们？
Certainly it's easy to welcome the one who perhaps dressed like us, who is rich.
当然我们很容易会欢迎那个穿着跟我们很相近的或者比较有钱的富人。
But what about the one who is not rich, who is poor, who is dirty, who is smelly?
那么那个穿着很肮脏的又有味道的人又怎么样呢？
Does he deserve a place among us?
他在我们教会是不是也应该有一席之地呢？
You know, James is telling us very practically, those who show favoritism to the rich has indeed been guilty of showing partiality.
雅各这里确实实在地告诉我们，我们就犯了偏待人的罪了，如果我们对待那个富人好一点。
You know, James, when saying this, is alluding to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. For that passage said, "You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor."
雅各在这里实际上也是指着利未记十九章十五节说的利未记十九章十五节是这么说的：你们施行审判，不可行不义，不可贬护穷人， 也不和看重有势力的人，只要按照公义审判你的邻居。
When two person comes in and you decide who sits where or who doesn't get a seat, you have made yourself guilty of showing partiality, but you have also made yourself a judge over their lives.
如果有两个人进来，你决定一个人坐好位置，一个人坐坏，那你就成了律法师了，你也就犯了这个偏待人的罪。
Listen to what one commentator said. He said, when Christians show favoritism towards people in the assembly, they implicitly claim God's own right to stand in judgment over other people.
一个解经学家说，当基督徒在教会里偏待人的时候，那他们就隐含地把神的权利给拿去了。
Now what this means is simply this. When we're showing partiality by deciding who gets to sit where or who doesn't get to sit at all, we are in actual fact usurping the role of God as judge, because we decide who deserves something and who doesn't deserve something. But then again, think about it, our judgment is clouded with evil thoughts because we are blinded by favoritism.
那这什么意思呢？也就是说，如果我们偏待人，我们决定谁能坐好位置，谁能坐不好的位置，因为他们的社会背景的话，那我们实际上是把自己放在神的位置，因为只有神才是论断人的人，才是法官。因为现在我们在决定谁能够坐好位置，谁能够坐不好的位置。当然我们的论断还是有问题的，因为我们的论断是在偏待人的这个罪下的行为。
You know, our actions when we do such a thing contradicts our faith, because following Jesus means living the way he teaches.
如果我们做这些事，我们确实和我们的信仰相违背，因为顺服跟从耶稣就说我们要行出他所教导的。
You know, he was king. He had all the riches of this world if he wants to. He has all the riches of the glory of heaven if he wants to remain there. But instead, he came down and made himself poor on this earth so that he can identify with them who are poor.
耶稣基督是君王，他可以有这个世上所有的财富，他也可以有天上所有的荣耀，但是到最后他还是谦卑来到世上成为穷人，因为这样他才能够和穷人在一起。
If you read the gospel carefully, think about this. Who are Jesus' friends?
如果你读这福音书仔细的话，你就会知道福音书里面耶稣的朋友是什么人。
Who does he always hang out with?
他和哪些人常在一起？
Where does he go to minister?
他到哪里去服侍？
Who gets invited to his house?
谁会被邀请到他家里去？
Most times they are the poor, the needy, the beggar, the ones who are sick.
经常呢就是穷人、病人、有需要的人才会到他那里去。
And the ones who have nothing.
就是那些一无所有。
And so if we were to follow Jesus, if we claim to have faith in Christ, then we must learn to live like him.
如果我们服从耶稣基督，我们顺服他，那我们就要活出他的教导。
Otherwise, our actions would only contradict our faith.
否则的话，我们的行为和我们的信仰就是相违背的。
Secondly, showing partiality rejects God's work of redemption.
第二呢，如果我们偏待人，我们就是把耶稣基督 的救赎工作给否定了。
Verse 5 said, Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him?
第五节这么说的，我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受那所他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
Having identified the actions of the Christians who show partiality, James goes on to give another reason for why showing partiality is wrong, why showing favoritism is wrong.
雅各在这里先指出来一些基督徒确实有偏爱人的这件事，现在呢，雅各又举出了一个理由，说偏爱人为什么是错的。
His reason has to do with believing God.
这个问啊，这个理由呢，也确实是你信不信神。
His reason has to do with believing God's work of salvation to save His people.
你信不信？神的救赎计划。
And Paul himself also said the same thing.
保罗也说过同样的事。
You know, Paul in Romans chapter 2, verse 9 to 11 says this, There will be tribulation and distress for every human being that who does evil, the Jews first and also the Greek, but glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jews first and also the Greek, for God shows no partiality.
保罗在罗马书二章九节到十一节是这么说的：将患难、困苦加给一切作恶的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人；却将荣耀、尊贵、平安加给一切行善的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神不偏待人。
What Paul and James said are something very similar. Basically, they are both claiming that they're both saying that showing partiality is wrong because God himself does not show partiality.
保罗和雅各在说同样的事，偏待人是错的，因为神不偏待人。
Because God saves whomever he desires because it is his choice.
神拯救他所喜悦的人，因为这是他的选择。
Maybe you may think that isn't this showing partiality if God decides who to save and who not to save?
也许你说，哎呀，这神不也在偏待人吗？他在决定啊，这些人得救，那些人不得救。
Certainly not.
但确实不是这样。
You know why?
为什么呢？
It's because God's choice is not motivated by the works of man or by the appearance of man or by anything he did or he or she did.
因为神的选择不是因为你行了什么事，或者你你的外貌如何，或者你做了什么事，不是这样的。
This means that when God decides to save someone, he does not look at the person, oh, you are tall, dark, and handsome, so I will save you. Or you are rich, or you have done such great charity, so I will save you.
神救某个人，不是说神看了这个人说，哎呀，这个人个高又漂亮，我就救他吧。或者说，哎呀，这个人很有钱，我救他吧。不是这样。
God shows no partiality. He chooses to save not because of anything or how we look or what we have done, but simply because of his own choice, of his own mysterious choice that we don't know.
神拯救人是他自己的选择，当然他这个选择是一个奥秘，我们不懂。但是呢，神拯救某个人是他自己的选择。
You know, again, we quote the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 15 to 16. Paul wrote this, for he says to Moses, this is God saying to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then, it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy.
在罗马书九章十五节、十六节保罗写的说，他也用了十 神对摩西的话说，就是因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
All his decision to save whomever he decides is based on his will and grace, which we have no knowledge of.
神的决定是他的旨意，也是他的恩典。那么他选择救谁不救谁，确实我们是没有没有这个没有主意的，我们不知道。
And if God does not show favoritism or partiality in whom he saves, James is telling us we should not do it either.
神既然不偏待人，在拯救上面不偏待人，那么我们也不应该偏待人。
In God's kingdom, they are rich and they are poor.
在神的国里面，有富人，有穷人。
There are people of all kinds.
有各种各样的人。
The people of all different colors, ethnicity, language, culture.
有不同肤色的人，他们来自于不同的民族，不同的文化背景。
And so, it is because he shows no favoritism to whom he wants to save.
神在救谁的方面确实没有偏待。
Thus, James is right to say that God's gracious election to salvation is not only offered to rich Christians, but also to poor ones, especially the poor, because James goes on to say that the poor in the world will be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom.
这里确实是神拯救的恩典，不光给了富人，也给了穷人，确确实实给了穷人，特别给那些穷人，因为他们将来在神的国里，在灵命上富有。
Now for those who are not so fortunate in this world, this brings hope and comfort, because the contrast of being materially poor to being spiritually rich should bring hope for those who have nothing and those who are despised in this world.
对这个世上的穷人，在这个世上一无所有的人，在这个世上不被人看重的人，这确实是一个安慰，因为。他们在这个世上可能在物质上很贫穷，当在将来在天国里，他们的灵命是很富足。
But we must not read this verse and think that this being rich in faith is only applied to those who are physically poor in this world.
当然我们也不要把这句话看成在这个世上一定要贫穷才行。
Certainly, this being rich in faith applies to anyone who seeks Jesus, who wants Jesus, who thinks that he is the most important thing in the world, even though he may be rich.
如果你富有，但是你的信仰也富有，也没有问题。你在基督那里也富有。
That's why Paul can say in other parts of his letters that I count everything that I have as rubbish. Consider the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
那在保罗在其他书信里也在讲了，他在世他看着世上的事都如粪土，因为和耶稣基督的救赎比，这一切都微不足道。
You can be rich in this world if God has blessed you to be, and still not count yourself as rich, but ones who needs Jesus, ones who needs Christ, who thinks that your wealth is nothing compared to the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ.
如果你在这个世上富有，但是呢，你不要以为你自己很富有，你应该看你耶稣基督，把你自己的富有就看你为贫穷在耶稣基督的信仰上富有才是真的。
You know, this passage brings hope. Especially to those who have nothing, who are oppressed in this world.
再讲一下，这段经文给那些在这个世上一无所有被迫害的人带来希望。
But it also serves as a reminder, telling us that physical, material things are not as important as spiritual ones, since they are only earthly.
他也在警告我们，我们不要把这世上的
Furthermore, James continues his reasoning in a more practical manner that Christians would relate to by directing them to the present situation. Now, his reasoning comes in three successive questions from verses 6 to 7.
下面呢,雅各呢,又继续向我们讲解他为什么觉得我们在这个世上做基督徒,我们的行为应该如何,也就是下面这几节的问答。
Verses 6 to 7 said, But you have dishonored the poor men. Are not the rich who ones who oppress you? Are not the ones who drag you into the court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called?
第六节,第七节, 你们反倒羞辱贫穷人, 那富足人岂不是欺压你们, 拉你们到公堂去吗? 他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗?
These questions highlights the problem among the rich during the time of James, for they were oppressive towards the poor by taking advantage of their economic well-being, and many, in fact, are possibly even unbelievers too, because they blaspheme the name of Christ to whom the Christian trusted in.
这两个问题向我们提出，在那个时候，很多富人确实是压迫穷人。 他们有钱，他们就可以欺压穷人，而且很多人呢，确实呢，也是不信主的，因为他们亵渎了基督的名。
So James is not only telling them that showing partiality to the rich is wrong because God shows no partiality, but simply these rich people are the ones that oppress you, are the ones that drags you to court, that takes advantage of your well-being. Why are you showing favoritism to them? They are not even believers, many of them, in fact.
雅各在这里不但向我们指出，因为神不偏待人，我们不能偏待人，特别指出呢，这些富人呢，他是不值得我们所尊崇的，因为他们把你们苦待穷人，他们甚至很多是不信主的，你为什么要？
So showing partiality to them only brings further condemnation towards the Christians who did.
如果我们偏待这些富人，那只能给我们带来神的怒。
Finally, showing partiality violates God's law of love.
最后，偏待人也违反神爱的律法。
So having examined the few reasons for why showing partiality against the poor is wrong, James finally goes on to show that this next reason is perhaps the most important as to why we must not show favoritism.
雅各在这里给我们讲了几个原因，讲为什么我们偏待人是错的。随后雅各在这里给我们讲一个最重要的理由。
And the reason is simply this: it violates the law of love which God has given to us.
这也就是说，如果我们偏待人，我们就违背了神的律法，就是神爱的律法。Let's
look at verses 8 to 9 quickly. It says, "If you really fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well." But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by law as transgressors.
那我们赶快看第八节第九节这么说，经上记着说要爱人如己，你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好，但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定犯。The
royal law here refers to the Ten Commandments, and James quotes Jesus' summary of the commandments in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 and 39, saying, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这里至尊的律法就是指十诫。雅各呢在这里也是指着耶稣在马太福音22章37节到39节 这世界的总结的那段话说的，耶稣这么说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，然后呢又说要爱人如己。
So the entire Ten Commandments, all ten of it, can be summarized into two: love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself.
十诫可以总结为两条，两大条，一条就是爱主你的神，第二条就是爱人如己。
So here James says showing partiality violates God's law to love our neighbor as ourselves, because the commandment seeks for us to love everyone as ourselves.
雅各在这里说，如果我们偏待人，就违反了神爱的律法，神要我们爱人的邻舍。
We don't get to choose who we want to love and who we reject.
神要我们爱人如己，我们不能够选择谁我愿意爱，谁我不愿意爱。
And anyone who refuses to love God with all their hearts and to love their neighbors as themselves have made themselves transgressors or sinners in God's eyes.
所以呢，任何人如果不愿意遵守神的法律，那他就是被律法定为犯。
God is very serious with His commandments when He gave all of it, and He seeks for us to obey and to keep it fully, because every commandment is important.
神给了我们诫命，神是很严肃的，他要我们全部顺服，让我们全部顺从，因为每一项诫命都是很重要。
And truly, verses 10 to 11 said, "For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point." Has become accountable of it all. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," and also said, "Do not murder," if you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law.
确实在第十节第十一节这么说，因为凡遵守全律法，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重罪。原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀人，仍是犯了律法。
And since it is clear that God demands perfect obedience to His law, and if we are honest with ourselves, we know that we are not able to keep it, to obey it fully.
神很清楚，神要求我们完全的顺服。我们如果对我们自己确实是实实在在的一些查验我们自己呢，我们知道我们确实是没办法做到的。
And what that means is we are then sinners.
这就是说我们还是罪人。
Because we are not able to fully comply to God's requirement, God's demands.
因为我们无法完全的顺服神的诫命。
And that is why our only hope is to seek the one who is able to fully comply to God's demand, and that is Christ.
那也就是说我们的希望在哪里呢？我们的希望就是寻求那位是可以完全顺服神的律法，那就是耶稣基督。
Because Christ came to fully die for our sins and to fully obey all the requirements of the law, and He did it perfectly.
神来到这世上，就是完完全全的为我们的罪死了，也是完完全全的顺服了法律的要求。
That's why all who seek Him will have His righteousness.So that we can learn to obey God's law through Christ.
也就是这也就为什么说，任何寻求他的人就有他的义，这样我们就可以学顺服神律法的功课，从耶稣基督那里去。
So James exhorts us to show no partiality because it violates God's law of love.
雅各在这里向我们讲，我们不要偏待人，因为偏待人就违反了神的律法。
He exhorts the Christians to change their attitudes of partiality and warns them of the failure to do so, for he said in verses 12 to 13, "So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty, for judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment."
这里也是 雅各就继续呢向我们警告，也要我们改变我们对偏待人的这个态度，就是在十一节十二节雅各继续这么说，你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就应该按照这律法说话行事，因为那不怜悯人的也要说不怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
So he warns the Christians, anyone who chooses to remain partial, to show favoritism against the poor, does not only transgress God's law, but will eventually face judgment for their crime.
他这里向任何人，也是向基督徒说的，如果你们还偏待人，你们不好好的待我们穷人，那不光是犯了律，你也犯了罪，最终你要受神的审判。
No, it is a fallacy to think that as Christians who have been saved, we can choose to do whatever we want without consequences.
如果我们想作为基督徒，我们既然是得救的，那我们就可以做任何事，我们就没有任何的后果。那这个想法是要不得的，是错的。
It is true that as Christians, your sins have been forgiven. You will no longer suffer condemnation in hell.
我确实是对，如果你是得救的，那你就不会下地狱。
But if you truly understand what being a follower of Christ is, what following Jesus is, what being a Christian is, then you must listen to God's word.
但是你如果知道做基督徒是什么意思的话，你就应该听神的话。
And more importantly, believing in Jesus, trusting in Jesus must result in producing good works.
更重要的是，如果我们把我们的信号放在耶稣基督上，我们相信耶稣基督，那我们就会有好行为。
We must learn to obey him if we truly believe in him.
如果我们真的相信基督，那我们就应该顺服基督。
Because God does not save us because of our good works. Rather, he saved us so that we can produce good works that glorifies him.
神拯救我们，不是因为我们有什么好行为，而是神救了我们。我们得救后，我们就会产生好的果子。这些好的行为、好的工作，可以使神得荣耀。
That's why James is so quick to condemn the actions of the Christians, for they are not consistent with what God teaches, and they're not consistent with who Christ is.
这也是为什么雅各很快的在讲基督徒。他们如果偏待人，那他们是犯罪，因为呢，这些行为和我们的信心不符，
Now,
和耶稣基督的教导不符。
As true as this is for the Christians in James' time, it is also true for us today.
这些事确实在雅各的时代是真实的，那么现在还是真实的。
You know, as a church, we must always be humbled by Christ's impartiality to save us as sinners so that we too may be impartial towards those who are of different social classes who come to our church.
作为一个教会，我们要谦卑，因为神不偏待人，神拯救了我们，那么我们也不应该偏待人，我们应该欢迎所有的人，不管他们的社会背景，他们的经济状况如何，我们都应该欢迎他们到我们教会。
And let me end with this passage from 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 to 21. For John said, We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he does not love his brother whom he has not seen. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
最后让我读约翰一书四章十九节到二十一。约翰一书四章十九节到二十一怎么说？ 我们爱，因为神先爱了。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for once again reminding us from your word.
现在天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的话语再一次的教导我们。
We thank you for teaching us from your word, and help us, Lord, as we continue to minister as a church, that we may learn to love people, or that we may learn to show no partiality to anyone that comes in.
主啊，感谢你的话语，你的话语喂养我，你的话语使我们认识到，我们不应该偏待人，应该欢迎所有人来到我们教会。
We thank you and we praise you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你啊，我们赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.